Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 23, 2021. The third and the fourth Egyptian plagues. Comment: the third Egyptian plague is lice. A swarm of lice descended on Egypt, attacked the Egyptians, clung to them, climbed into their eyes, nose, and ears. Then came the fourth punishment, sandflies. Yet, interestingly enough, in the area where the Jews lived, there was no such phenomenon. My response: we must explain that all the Egyptian plagues were directed mainly at the Egyptians and not the Jews. That is, these are internal blows to our egoism in order to convince it again and again of the need to rise above it. This is called exiting Egypt. Question: we are talking about a person who no longer associates himself with his egoism. There is him and there is his egoism. Then who is he? Answer: he is the supra-egoistic quality of bestowal, the quality of mutual connection that is starting to develop in him. Question: why did the whole process have to be described in such terms, lice, sandflies, and so on? Answer: this is purely allegorical language because we are in 10 desires, in what is called 10 sephirot. The part tsuf, that is, the egoistic structure of our soul, consists of 10 parts, and we must give up each of them. Only then do we come out of our egoism, cross the Red Sea, and run through the desert until we reach Mount Sinai. Actually, we come to a state where we do not have any chance of remaining in our ego. The Creator pushes us to that. He gives us such a sensation during the Egyptian slavery that seemingly in corporeality you have everything and in spirituality nothing. And you do not even want to receive spiritually because you do not get anything, everything corporeal is pushed at you. This is very similar to our current state. After all, the world has come to quite a good corporeal state, but internally, spiritually, both the Jews and all the other nations of the world have no fulfillment, no sensation of life. What is it for? What is the motivation? Why? From Cab TV's Spiritual States, January 30, 2020. Mind and consciousness. Question: is the consciousness that I possess individual and the consciousness in the information field general? Answer: yes, it is individual until you completely equalize your consciousness with this field. Question: can we say that the general field induces a part of it, its image, in me? Answer: absolutely. Question: does it make sense to talk about consciousness without the subject of that consciousness? Answer: no. In Kabbalah, this is perceived differently. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, each of us is a desire. If we build certain counteractions to this desire, then at the same time we rise above it to the level of the field surrounding us. And then, to the extent of our similarity to this field, we begin to feel and explore its intentions, plans, and actions concerning us. To this extent, a person becomes intelligent. And before that, we consider that he exists as a separate person. And then his consciousness is the consciousness of this field. Question: that is, mind and consciousness are identical concepts, or is there still a difference? Answer: reason is much lower than consciousness because it is a processed consciousness in us. It allows us to perform certain actions that lead us to higher consciousness. That is, the mind is a mechanism, an auxiliary element that helps us rise from one level of consciousness to another. From Cab TV's meeting with Kabbalah, March 1, 2019. Harmonious combination of good and evil. Question: Thomas Mann's novel Dr. Faustus raises the main problem of the 20th century, an agreement with the devil. The protagonist of the novel says that this treaty defined the entire culture of the 20th century. Do you think this is real? Or does the devil do everything so that he is not considered to exist? Answer: no. I believe that the devil exists. Moreover, it exists in a contract with the higher force as its reverse side, opposite to the integral side. These two forces, positive and negative, as if God and the devil, mutually complementing each other, lead a person to the realization of free will and the ability to change oneself even independently of each of them. This is how they interact with each other. Question: the devil is always spiritual? We are talking about overcoming selfishness, but we must not forget that evil has a colossal charm. Does this charm also come from the light, from the spirit? Answer: of course. There can be no absolute evil and absolute good. They mutually complement and support each other only so that we find ourselves between them. Between them. We would take from one force and from another everything that we need. Such a correct, harmonious combination of two forces will make a human out of us. From the TV program Together About Important Things, July 18, 2018. A choice or a combination? Question: when a person is not only in his nature to receive, but also gains bestowal, the nature of the Creator, then does he have something to choose? Does he constantly choose between his own nature and the nature of the Creator? Answer: he combines them in the middle line. And then he really feels he is completely free. I cannot be in complete bestowal because I am not the Creator. I cannot be in the nature of receiving, because at the same time I am absolutely opposite to him and I feel I am squeezed from all sides. I can only choose such a combination between them, in which I would feel neither in this nor in that, in the so-called middle line. In this case, I can feel free like a creation. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, April 29, 2019. What is important for the work in the 10? Question: we are trying to implement spiritual work in the 10 now. How important is the formal part of this work? I belong to a virtual 10 and I do not exactly know who is in my 10. Is it important to know that? Answer: you should try to connect in sensation. It makes no difference whether it is a virtual or a physical 10. The main thing is how much you try to connect by the efforts of the heart. You don't need to know who is in the 10 exactly, what their marital, social status, etc. are. The only thing that is important for you is their spiritual yearning to the Creator through which you join them and advance together with them. All this takes place in spiritual space and there are no physical parameters in it at all. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 4, 2019. Not equalization, but complementing each other. Question: several hundred years ago, women did not have any rights. These rights exist today. Do you think this is correct? Answer: it is the responsibility of the state to give everyone the opportunity to realize themselves for the benefit of society. This is what Kabbalah thinks. Nature has made us different. Everyone has one's own functions, one's own abilities. You can't do anything about it. Equality is not an equalization, but a complement to each other. The harmony of society is achieved exactly by complementing. Question: so equality does not mean getting the same salary, wearing the same clothes, etc.? Answer: no. We must maximally extract from each person the realization of their potential that they can give to society. It doesn't matter if it's a cook or the head of a state. If each of them does what he can and gives it for the good of society, then they are equal. From the point of view of Kabbalah, they are entitled to the same thing. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, April 29, 2019. Israel and Rome, two forces that govern the world. The Book of Zohar. He said, there must be three rulers of peoples who are standing in the city of Rome in the land, since they extend from Hagat to Zar, and they are destined to declare bad decrees over Israel by the Romans. In other words, the flaw that Israel blemished in her gut gave the Romans strength to destroy the temple and declare bad decrees. The Zohar speaks allegorically of the two forces that govern the world. The power of bestowal is called Israel, Yisrael, Yashar El straight to the Creator. These are the people, the forces directed to the Creator, and it does not matter who they are by nationality because all this comes from ancient Babylon and applies absolutely to all of humanity. And the forces that strive to fill their own egoism are called Rome. In principle, the entire current European and, in general, world civilization comes from Rome. Throughout history, these two completely opposite forces were in a certain contact with each other, more or less in balance, completing each other. The stronger the force of attraction to the Creator, the weaker Rome, the egoistic force of the world, is. Not just our world and not just Western civilization but its egoistic component. The smaller this egoistic component is, the lower Rome falls, the higher Israel rises, in allegorical terms. We are talking only about the inner state of man and in no way about our world. Nothing will change in our world because we are already in a state of final correction, which everyone must achieve. It should be emphasized that Israel is not what we today mean by a certain nation of the world with its destiny, culture, and everything that is in it, which everyone knows about like about no other small nation. The fact is that this nation is special. It was separated from all mankind in ancient Babylon by its spiritual quality when Abraham started to recruit a Kabbalistic group from the ancient Babylonians and unite into one whole those people who felt the desire to reach the Creator. Therefore, he called this group Israel, Yasharel, straight to the Creator. It has existed ever since. For 1500 years, before the destruction of the Second Temple, it existed on the spiritual level as it was created by Abraham. And now, for the last 2 millennia, it has been disconnected from everything spiritual and there is absolutely no understanding in it why it is called so because it does not feel and does not know its purpose. Today, if we talk to the Jews, the descendants of the ancient Kabbalists from the group of Abraham, we will find that they do not understand their mission at all and do not know it. They just live, that is all. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 8. The Foundation of Human Nature. Question: they say that the nature of man has changed a lot. He has ceased to be Homo sapiens, intelligent man. Do you agree with this? Answer: on one hand, it is difficult to say that he was once an intelligent man. But on the other hand, man is born again, this is absolutely certain. Egoism, as the foundation of our nature, on the inanimate, vegetative, and animate levels is quiet, calm, and necessary for the survival of every species. But man is absolutely unlimited, each of us, needs everything. In this aspect we are going through a certain development. At the moment, we are in a state where we can realize that any forward movement, any progress, and any development leads us to destruction precisely because everything is based on our egoistic nature. If this nature were absent, we could live a perfect life. Strength, knowledge, and opportunities, man has everything except for one thing, we always stumble upon our egoism. No matter what good we start, as they say, good impulses are destined for us, all this disappears under the onslaught of egoism. He, like the devil, takes us, and through some path quietly leads us, off the right path. Therefore, until we correct our egoism, we cannot do anything with ourselves. From the TV program Together About the Main Thing, July 18, 2018.